Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 3, Day 17. Avoid all distractions. Let's read from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Thought for reflection. It is a real discipline to think the best and not the worst about yourself and your circumstances in everyday life. Our negativity can become a real distraction. When somebody compliments us, we immediately react by saying, "What do you want?" rather than just accepting their words graciously. At a conference in the USA, about 10 years ago now, a lady came and sat next to me at the end of one of my sessions. She asked if she could take me shopping and spoil me. Immediately, my suspicious nature made me cautious. Then this verse came to mind. Think the best, Rachel, and be blessed. To my surprise, I agreed to go with her to a nearby shopping mall, and this precious woman really spoilt me. In fact, I still have some of the clothes today, and I love them. That night, after this amazing shopping experience, I lay in bed and felt overwhelmed, and God spoke to me. Rachel, learn to trust and think the best and not the worst. So often my prophetic nature tends to lead me to be critical and over-discerning rather than accepting. I think we can miss so many special bonuses of God by rejecting simple words and actions that are genuinely given to bless us. So today, make a decision to receive the words and kind actions from those around you. And don't allow yourself to be distracted by negativity. When someone seeks to bless you, focus your attitude on the best. Practice being someone who believes in people again, even when they fail you. Take time to think the best. This also applies to your own life too. Do not think about yourself negatively either. Remember, God thinks you are the best. So, Father, I give you my mind in this season of reflection, and I will set my mind to dwell on the best and the excellent. I thank you that my life is safe. I will think and dwell on the true, right, and admirable gifts you have given me. I resist every thought that would depress, oppress, or suppress my gift. Only what is good will occupy my mind. I thank you that you are with me. My mind will be full of peace and not confused by suspicion. Amen.